Now, we may not be going away this year, but I'm sure we all have many happy memories of holidays in years gone by. Derek James can recall a time when he and his wife holidayed like royalty. For a few hours.
The receptionist opened the door, double doors actually, of what we thought would be a decent room in an upmarket London hotel and showed us in. Crikey! There was a bottle of champagne on a table with a message welcoming Mr. and Mrs. James, so we thought we must be in the right place, although we couldn't believe our eyes. This was a while ago now, but the memory of that weekend away will always stay with us, and it could have ended very badly. The story starts when we booked up for a couple of days in the capital. The gentleman in the smart uniform on the door gave us a big smile and we walked into the impressive building, a peaceful haven from the outside hustle and bustle of the city. Reception was friendly. We were signed in and taken to the lift where we went up and up and up into a different world. The friendly receptionist opened a door and showed us in. Welcome, she said. Our feet sunk into the deep pile of the pure white carpet. The opulent lounge, which was furnished with the most beautiful sofas and ornate tables, was huge. I opened the vast, fully glazed doors to the balcony and could not believe my eyes. I was looking out over a huge back garden, belonging to Buckingham Palace. Meanwhile, my wife Bridget was squealing with delight as she explored the elegant dining room filled with antique French furniture. On the table were gold candelabras and huge crystal chandeliers hung from the ceiling. To our left was an ultra-modern kitchen. When I opened one of the drawers, I found solid gold teaspoons. I checked the hallmark, and the cupboards were filled with the finest bone china. As for the two bedrooms, we have never seen such huge beds and such expensive Chinese rugs. We knew it was a good hotel, but all this... My wife decided she must take a bath before dinner, if only to pamper herself with some of the fantastic products on the shelves. Suddenly, I heard more squeals, which turned into shrieks coming from the bathroom. She had pressed a button on the side of the bath, which resulted in coloured lights flashing on the ceiling and the walls, and fountains of water squirting all over her and the beautiful marble floor. She looked so bedraggled as we mopped up the floor with bathrobes and towels, both of us upset to have messed up such a beautiful room. Well, then we made our way upstairs to the restaurant, also famous, and where people almost bowed as we walked in and certainly went to the extra mile to looking after us. And happy and contented, we headed back to our rooms, but... this time the card didn't work. The door wouldn't open. Well, off we went to reception, and a member of staff escorted us back and opened the door for us. A few minutes later, our telephone rang. It was the manager. He was very agitated, but apologetic. We had to vacate the premises immediately. There had been a terrible mistake. Then the penny dropped. This was a private apartment. We have never packed up so quickly, and by the time the manager arrived, we were ready for the off. He apologised profusely for the misunderstanding. He opened the door of a much smaller suite on another floor. There was another bottle of champagne and a box of chocolates waiting for us. Oh, we still wonder who that amazing place belonged to. And What would have happened if they had come back in the night to find us sleeping in their beds? And my wife still feels very guilty for flooding that beautiful bathroom.
Oh my goodness, I love that story, don't you?